I'm Jamila Crumple with Delmarva Public Radio News. West Rehoboth is a stone's throw away from the attractions of Rehoboth Beach, and it only takes a slight veer off of Route 1 to get there, but West Rehoboth is a somewhat secluded neighborhood. It's a historically African-American community with just under 200 homes, and the majority of the population is school-age children. On most days, 12 to 15 of those children are inside Westside New Beginnings, a small community center almost 20 years old. On Monday afternoon, I visited Westside New Beginnings as children prepared for their performance of Zoo Trouble, a puppet show they wrote. Glenn, one of the stars of the show, told me about his character as he prepared for his debut.
I'm playing the dinosaur. He got lots of friends, and when the dogs pounce, his hat falls off, and his friends help him up and pick up his hat.
The cast of 10 sat in a circle facing the center. Some were quiet, contemplating their motivation and their characters. Others prepared their costumes, which were sock puppets that they helped to construct. And others laughed and played up until the invisible curtain opened up. And then the play began as two drumsticks struck a metal seat. Afterwards, the cast posed for photos and dispersed to connect with their family members. Nazia, age 7, said she enjoyed the process of writing a play so much so she is already dreaming up her next plot.
Maybe about, like, my weekend and how an adventure that I take or something.
Leonia Robertson, one of the volunteers at New Beginnings, said that the center and Jennifer August, the arts instructor, is fulfilling a need lost when many schools attempted to cut cost by cutting arts education.
Miss Jennifer brings out the best in the children. But since the arts have gone out of the schools, the children do not have a chance to be creative. And that's one way of also expressing emotions. I think you can be angry, but not mad. But you do something creative, I think that changes your whole atmosphere of things. And you know, we love you for this.
Well, we love you too.
A collaboration between the Rehoboth Art League and the First State Community Action Agency provides art enrichment to a total of 8 community centers in Sussex County, with the Westside Center being one of them. The students receive help with their homework, and they also explore their creative sides. Right before the children gather up their belongings to leave for the day, Nazia recites the Daily Pledge, which illustrates the larger mission of the center, to inspire and encourage.
Therefore, I can learn. I can do anything when I try. I respect myself and others. I'll be the best that I can be each day. I will not waste time because it is too valuable. I am too precious and bright. I'm somebody.
11-year-old Shane said he knows what he wants to do, but the words have escaped him.
I've never been on the, whatchamacallit before.
The radio.
That was Shane Brittingham, and I'm Jamila Crumple for Delmarva Public Radio.